I felt they could see to the core of my being, and nothing could be hidden or falsified anyway. They could probably see me and my motives clearer than I could myself. S. Certain phenomenon must be explained more clearly. And you are a bridge for information. You have the ability to. 248. The custodians. Right. This is necessary. D. This way it can be communicated to other people. S. I see a being. All white body. Short. Long, thin arms. Big head. Big dark eyes. I see his full body now. His legs. I don't see any clothes on him though. And he's kind of looking at me. He is looking at me. The side of the ship she could see had a curved wall. Beings sitting at seats in front of screens and knobs and controls were oblivious of her. Only the one being was aware of her. She was unaware of his status on the ship. He communicated telepathically with her. She later explained that the beings had bald heads but appeared different from the cover of communion because their eyes were not as slanted. Their bodies were similar to Close Encounters except not as childlike. Their limbs were stockier, thicker, more clumsy. D. Would he be willing to share some information with us? S. He wants to channel through me. D. How do you feel about that? S. I'm happy. Laugh. Ordinarily a statement like this would have unnerved a hypnotist, and they might be uncertain how to proceed. But I was working on the Nostradamus material at the time, so I had become accustomed to speaking with disembodied entities. My main concern was always the welfare of the subject. Once this was established, my curiosity took over, and I was filled with questions. I have found this is the easiest way to secure the connection. Just start asking for information. D. I'm curious about him. What is this place? S. It's a craft. D. What is this room we're in? S. There's only one room. He's trying to blend with my energy right now. He's trying to integrate. A series of big deep breaths. Then a deeper voice. One moment please. The aliens speak. 249. D. What? I was startled the voice was not Suzanne's. S. One moment please. D. All right. But remember we are protecting her. S. Yes. No harm. No harm. More deep drawn out breaths, then a mechanical sounding voice. She must remove herself temporarily for this transmission to be more complete. She's blocking. I'm trying to remove blocks in her consciousness. She is not used to this type of experience. That's part of the block. She's not used to removing herself consciously from this vehicle. D. But this is natural. This is why we have to take it easy at first. S. I'm helping her. It will take some time, but it's a start. I can partially integrate through her. But it must be more complete to get the most accurate information, without her thoughts combining and altering this information. Do you understand? D. Yes. That's why we want to be careful and do it slowly, so it will be more effective that way. I was being the mother hen. I wanted to protect her as she went through this strange experience. S. She must get used to integrating a higher type of vibration. Her will is open to this type of suggestion and communication. She's not blocking that way, but it's more of a physical block. Energy is just used to being there. It needs to get used to being in an alternate state of consciousness. To wait there while communication takes place. Do you understand? D. Yes, I do. S. So I can give you partial information at this time, but I'm still working on her vocal communication. And the mental images. She needs to get used to that type of transmission. I'm still more combined with her consciousness now, but in time she'll be able to remove herself more fully for temporary communication. 250. The custodians. D. Okay. We're patient. Can you show me some of the things in that room and tell what they are used for? S. The words are difficult at this time to convey exactly. Some of these questions you may want to repeat later, to get the correct wording. But I will try to come close to it in words she can describe. They may be similar but not exact. D. The language and the words are always difficult. S. We have a computer I'm showing her that has many lights on it. Like a square board, with little round lights completely covering it. Like a game board, or she's thinking in lines, in rows, up and down, vertical, horizontally, completely covering a square type of silver board. These lights are all lighting. Red lights. Blue. The colors mean different things when they're lit. And they are controlled by circular dials that have markings on them when turned to different positions. This is a main type of computer for our ship. It has a name, but I'm having a problem getting the name through. Something she says sounds like telekinetic board. It sounds similar, but it's not quite the right word. We're trying to convey to her something that sounds like telekinetic. And there are what you describe as lines. Some are long lines, some are very short lines. These spaces between the lines going around the outer edge of the dial mark certain latitudes, longitudes, altitudes. They control these elements for maneuvering this vehicle. She just sees the surface of it. I'm trying to give her as much visualization as I can. There is a silver outer part to the computer. It's not really square. It's built into the craft. So she isn't able to see. Although, she's now visualizing, behind all the little lights are many wires, or what you would see in a microcomputer if you opened it up. You would see many electrical type of connections, many wires, but made out of different materials than you find on your planet. It's a very complex system. You do not have a computer of this type, to our knowledge. D. What is different about it? The aliens speak. 251. S. The material it's made out of, what it's capable of doing. It controls anti-gravitational, she can't get the right word dash, maneuvers of the craft. There are people on your planet who are experimenting with anti-gravitational craft, but not at the level we have already developed it. They got some ideas from finding pieces of crafts that have crash-landed on this planet. It's been kept secretive, I believe, by your Air Force. Not many people know, but they have copied the pieces as much as they can without the proper materials. They could only go so far with it. But they don't have the speed. There are so many things that will take evolvement for these things to be accurate. And certain materials will have to be used to produce these certain effects. That is one of the reasons we have chosen to communicate at this time to help man to evolve and advance at a more rapid pace. To help him explore other dimensions, to be able to travel to other dimensions and planets with more ease. I will go into more detail later about the intricacies. Words. That word. Again, it's not exactly what I'm trying to say here. But we'll go into more detail about the technical aspect of it. Her vocabulary for electrical types of things is not very expanded. That's why I must integrate energy more fully in her, because then I could convey it in more detail. Her consciousness is not very mechanically minded in this particular lifetime. I know that women of your species don't have a tendency to be that way. It is more what the men or male part of the species does. The ability is there, but the training has not been there. So if I communicate more fully through her, then I can get details to you more clearly, which I think you would prefer. D. Apparently the materials are very important. S. Yes. Just as certain metals are used in your society for electrical purposes, for making computers. If it was made out of wood, as an example, it wouldn't work as well as made out of a metal type substance. So the material does play a significant part in the makeup of how these, 252, the custodians, computers and generators, as you would call them, work. Some of these items can be gathered at other planets when you're able to transport there, whether in space shuttle or I see that as the first step for advanced transportation on a large scale. When these substances can be gathered from other planets, I think you will find many uses for them that will advance this society technologically and scientifically. D. Do you think we could find substitutes on our planet that might duplicate some of these processes? S. There are ways of alchemy. A mixing of certain metals, mixed differently than you might have thought. Yes, there are more possibilities than have been discovered thus far. D. It would be developing a totally new metal then? S. Yes. And it must be done a certain way, a certain temperature, a certain mixture. Substances can be created that are similar, not identical. You must use the resources that you have here. D. Maybe we can come close anyway. S. Yes, that's another reason this communication is taking place, to help man with some of these discoveries. D. How large is this craft, if it only has one room? S. Pause, hesitating as though unsure. Again, her estimate of size is limited. Laugh, I want to say. 3,000 of your yards, what you call yards, in diameter. Something in that range. 300. 3,000, ask again later on this. Laugh, I think if she is shown a scale of what 300 yards would be, she would know whether it is 300 or 3,000 of your yards. D. Well, can you tell her what the outer shape of this craft looks like? S. It's round in shape, with an oval top. A little flatter on the bottom than it is on the top, but like a bowl turned upside down. Silver, metallic. Windows on the side rim, around the edge. There are lights on this craft that are used at certain times. D. I think you already told me something about the power source. It is located in the middle of the room? Is that correct? The aliens speak. 253. S. Yes. The cylinder. Like a crystal orb. It generates the power for the craft. It's in a circular, clear kind of shaft. The top part of the orb is a half-cut circle, like a half-cut ball. D. I'm familiar with some of the workings of crystals. I know there are many ways they can be used. Is it one large crystal? S. It is taken from crystallized substances from a different planet. And it is sculpted into an orb, like you might sculpt a crystal ball out of quartz. It is not see-through, yet there are things inside it, even in the orb shape. It is a transmuter for energy. At first when I transcribed this tape I thought she intended to say transmitter, but when I looked up the definitions I saw the difference between the words. A transmitter sends out something, where a transmuter changes or transforms something from one form to another. S. It looks as if there are different colored lights flashing inside the crystal. It is not completely clear. In other words, there are shapes and forms inside it. Lights. D. And this is the main power source that operates everything on this craft? S. It is a major power source. D. It's not the only one? S. No, the computer controls other power sources. In case any power is damaged in any way, there is another backup energy source that can replace that same amount of energy. So we are usually able to return to where we came from. It is a very rare thing that a craft crashes. And usually in that situation there are atmospheric conditions that played a part. The problem is not in the craft itself so much as atmospheric conditions combined with a mistake. One of the beings on the craft programmed something wrong. So the combination can exist in them. D. Then it is possible for your people to make mistakes? 254. The custodians. S. That too is very rare. We don't see it as what you call a mistake, but there is always room to learn more. Things happen, but we adjust to the situation at that time. D. So you're not infallible, in other words. S. No. And it's just a normal process of being a living being, but we don't view it as a mistake that requires punishment. You beings seem to feel that when a mistake is made the feeling of guilt must be experienced. And then sometimes a punishment added to reinforce the guilt, so the mistake won't be made again. But we don't feel this is necessary. Whenever what you would call a mistake happens, we automatically compensate for it. The person is aware it has happened. That's all that's required, is that they are aware of it and best they will learn from it. These feelings of guilt, the punishments, are one of the major things that keep Earth beings, I will call them, from progressing at a more rapid rate. They're hung up on these type of phenomenon, and they keep themselves from progressing. It's an obstacle. And when these obstacles can be removed, a person or an Earth being can pursue more of his dreams. He can actualize things, make them happen more easily. Because he's not holding himself back. Most of the illness stems from this. This planet is wrapped up with that same type of reinforcement. A real conditioning that is taught at a young age. It has to do with limitations. People have to learn how to overcome their limitations if they want to progress more rapidly. It helps if this conditioning is begun at a younger age, because once these behavior patterns have set in, it is not easy to dismiss them. D. This craft that you're on, can it travel by itself through space? S. What do you mean, by itself? D. Well, I keep thinking it's not that large. Does it come from another craft, or can it go back and forth to your home planet by itself? S. I'm being very basic with her at this time. I'm integrating this energy. I'd like to express things more flamboyantly. The aliens speak, 255, as you might call it, more boldly. But, to get back to your question, we must be able to return in case anything happened to the craft we were going to. If we couldn't return, we would be stuck in this atmosphere. And our bodies are not made of cells conditioned to this planet, to the atmosphere. We can come out of our craft for short periods of time. But even then we have to use a type of protection, because of the bacteria here. It is alien to us. And so in our craft, we set our dials to a vibration of a location, and we just transport there. It's like one big jump and then some short jumps, past the speed of light. There are other type beings that may do this differently, but as far as beings of our type, we can always go back to our home planet, if the planet has not been destroyed because of any atmospheric conditions or whatever. We thought this was wise in our thinking. D. Yes. But I'm getting the impression that you don't always do this. You say something about going to another craft? S. There are other crafts, which you would think of maybe in those words, a mother craft. We have bigger craft. Different craft are used for different purposes. Smaller craft are used for monitoring things usually. Bigger craft are more for observations or telepathic communications. So it depends on the purpose of what size craft is used. D. Can you give me an idea where your home planet is? It may be difficult. S. Beyond what you call the North Star. Headed in that direction. 5 stars past it, in a line. Pause. I want to say Centra. The planet sounds like it. She's not getting the word exactly right. Centeria? Something that sounds like it. Oh, I think it will come out more exactly later. D. Is that within our galaxy? S. No. It's light years beyond it. There are systems of an alien nature to you that are in closer range. D. Then you're from another galaxy, would that be right? S. I seem to get no and eyes. It's a no and yes answer, because we travel to many galaxies. There is a home planet, but we, 256, the custodians, aren't there very often. We're always traveling, exploring, and spend most of our time in crafts. We send information from our explorations back to the home planet, but we don't always go right back to the planet. We can send information without having to be there. D. Is this done telepathically or? S. Partially. But there are transmissions set up on our craft. And there is a transmission receiving type of instrument. It's like a thin metal pole set up on the home base, like you would think of as an antenna. And that's just set for our craft, and the information hits this thing, this pole, and is sent down and is decoded from beings there and recorded in our, what you would call, history books. And our scientific data on different life forms in the universe. D. And that pole antenna type thing is on the home planet? Yes. Are you able to transport physical objects as well as messages over that long of a distance? S. No. Certain things we'll analyze on our craft. Then the information is sent. What we discover from our research on the craft, that information is sent in more of a word form or a communication type of form. D. Then you don't actually have to transport physical objects. S. No, that is usually never done. We would transport ourselves and the craft, but even that is a rare thing. We're able to maintain our craft in what you call Earth space for long periods of time. Time is not as you know it, to us. And we can travel many light years very easily. We've found enough resources in the galaxy to maintain our craft, and keep energy going through it. So it does not get worn out, as many things on this planet seem to wear out. The materials used in our craft last much longer. More durable, as you might phrase it. D. I have so many, many questions. I would like to ask about your body. Do you need any kind of sustenance, food, as we would call it? S. Fluids. There is a fluid we intake. The environment gives us things that sustain us. The atmosphere in our craft is. The aliens speak. 257. Kept at a certain temperature, consistency, so it maintains our physical vehicles so they do not deteriorate. We don't grow old as you know it. We stay in one form. When a being is born, as you call it, it does start as a smaller form. When it reaches maturity, it stays in that form. There is not old age duration. We can maintain ourselves through our mental abilities, like using a visualization to keep oneself young. It is similar. It is almost programmed in us to be this way. If one of us is injured in any way, or has come into an atmospheric condition that starts to cause any type of deterioration, then we have a special fluid from our planet that is taken into our systems to help repair this. But it is only used for emergencies of this type. D. Then you don't need it all the time to survive? S. No. The atmospheric conditions inside the craft are set at certain temperatures and velocities that, I can't think of the right word. A certain atmosphere is created, and it will maintain our physical form. That is one reason we can't stay out of the craft for long periods of time, because it has a deteriorating effect on our forms. D. The air, the atmosphere on Earth, you mean? Yes, then you don't need food or anything like that, except this fluid. Do you drink that fluid? S. It's rather like drinking it, I guess, but it could be injected into us. It doesn't have to be drank, as you call it. There really isn't a need for food, as you know it. D. Then the fluid is not taken through your mouth? S. It can be put in that way, but more injected into the mouth instead of drank. It's as if you were giving somebody what she is thinking, like and for or something. A tube put in and something put through it. You see, that's why it's for emergencies. There is some plant life on our planet that can be taken into the system, but it's not necessary. Our systems, or our bodies as you call it, have everything we need to sustain it if the atmosphere is right. You see, when one intakes food it produces a growing effect which produces an aging effect later in the human form. That's 258. The custodians, one of the reasons we can maintain ourselves at one size, because of not having this intake of food that changes sizes in our bodies, it would produce an aging effect later. D. That's an interesting idea. But what is that fluid composed of roughly? S. Nothing found here on this planet, but perhaps there could be something I could compare it to. She's getting a picture of a red tight fluid, but it's not blood. More of a vitamin type substance. Maybe she's thinking of a red vitamin fluid. As you might think of maybe B12 or B6 vitamin, I think, if it is injected in a fluid form, it might be of a similar consistency, of something of that nature, like a vitamin fluid, but different. D. I was wondering if you had an emergency and couldn't get the fluid, if there was anything on Earth you could substitute. S. We would try to go back to the planet to get it. Or we would try to go to another craft that may have some extra, and get it that way. Usually there is another craft we can locate first before we would have to go back to the home planet. D. Then it seems that the most important thing, as far as surviving, is the atmosphere within the craft. S. Yes, it's important for our type of bodies. D. This must remain constant? S. As I said before, we can leave the craft for short periods of time. It's easier for us to leave it in energy form without taking the physical body with it. Do you understand? We can move an energy projection of ourselves more easily without being affected by atmospheric conditions, as another way of protecting ourselves. This may be an explanation for reports in this book of wispy, non-solid beings. D. This way you're not endangering the physical form. S. Yes, we have to maintain a mental state when we go outside. The aliens speak. 259. The craft, if in a physical form, we program ourselves so that we'll remain in a constant state of atmospheric condition, so not to be affected by it. But we cannot hold that mindset forever. We have to again change it. and that's why we prefer to do it only for a short period of time. Does that explanation help? D. Yes, I think I understand. If a human being was within the craft, could they breathe or live in the same atmosphere? S. We don't prefer to take beings on board our craft in a full physical form. Unless they have some protection around them, and we are protected from that being, too, because they wouldn't be used to the atmosphere on our craft. We put them in a similar mindset before they're taken aboard. A trance-type state. We protect their consciousness so it can handle a different type of atmosphere without causing physical harm. But, again, if an Earth being were on our craft for very long, usually they are immediately returned, they would have difficulty maintaining cells in that atmosphere. In fact, I think it could cause perhaps a health problem, other than just adjusting to us. But they might be in a state of mild shock to the whole experience. A combination of the two could damage that being's health. That's why these things are done for a very short period. Other beings sometimes do not return an Earth being. But that being probably would eventually expire after a short period of time. We prefer not to do that, because we are here to help. Some beings view human life in more animalistic terms, and treat a being as you would a cow. You know, perhaps dissect it for scientific reasons, just thinking of it as an unintelligent animal. Usually never to eat or anything of that nature, and they probably would wait until the being did expire before any type of such experiments would take place. But we honor the life here. We have made a commitment, in the council, to help the beings here. Even though we are more advanced. We see hope in these beings, and they are reaching out to us, too. They have honored us and we honor them. But some, 260, the custodians, beings from other systems that are not a part of the council don't view the human life as a valuable thing, as we do. D, I'm glad you do. Because this way, we are in a similar mindset. I think we'll be able to communicate better that way. Because we both feel the same way about life. S. There has been a being or two that has been transported to our planet and other planets. Other space beings have done similar things, but it's a very rare thing. The only way it is possible without the being expiring before it gets there, is to take it immediately on board, and to immediately go to a home base planet. Because time is significant in its being able to survive the experience. It is not always a pleasant experience, yet some beings desire for this to occur. And that desire creates an opportunity for it to take place. But once they are there, sometimes they aren't as pleased as they think they would be, because they get lonely for beings of their same type. It's interesting for them for a while, and they feel honored to have been especially selected. But they yearn for a mate, as most beings. D. They would have to be kept in a special atmosphere, wouldn't they? S. Yes. Like I said, human beings are wrapped up with their emotions. They can feel more obstacles, and because of that they experience what's called loneliness. And it can affect a being so much that it does not want to live any longer. I don't understand the reason for this. D. Couldn't they be returned if they were experiencing things like that? S. Sigh. Most of them would have difficulty surviving an experience like that twice without expiring. It is a great shock to the system. They're not used to traveling in those speeds, and usually they require immediate medical type of attention when they arrive there. Some of them don't survive the trip there even, because of this hurt on their system. Most of them desire just to have someone else, another being, transported there rather than to return. D. They think they want to do it. But whenever it happens they, the aliens speak, 261, find out differently. S. If that being advances enough from our teaching, then they may be given an opportunity to go on a craft from that planet. Short distances to travel to learn how to control a spacecraft, but usually they would only be capable of going a short distance. It would be difficult for them to learn how to travel such a far distance, without a certain type of body made for that type of travel. Ours are. Our bodies can go at high velocities and speeds, such as light years etc., without causing physical harm to us. But a human body has limitations to it, you see. So it can't handle that type of travel as easily until it's more evolved. There are higher evolved beings that have a human form that do travel in space. But they aren't human, you see. They have a human appearance, but the cellular structure has been altered. They are more evolved,